55-year-old Teresa Joanne Scholl lives with her four children in a UN-run POC site in the Jonglei State capital, Bor, after her husband was killed in an attack on the camp in 2014. Scholl says IDPs, like her, have no security and no hospital to attend.
If we go in the bush outside the camp, we cannot collect firewood. We cannot get charcoal. At this age, I cannot go to collect firewood in the bush. My children are still young. Others are in school, in Ventiu and outside this country. I have no means to help them. We are facing problems in this country as if it is not our own.
Scholl says life is particularly tough for widows like herself.
A widow stays redundantly jobless. Even the one with a husband, the husband may be jobless. Before the conflict in 2013, each person had a job to do at their own home, grow crops, implement family plans, sell things and generate money for children to buy basic needs such as shoes, study well. But we have really suffered during these 7 years.
Like other families in the POC, Scholl says she and her children have little to eat and rely on food such as lentils provided by the UN World Food Programme. Scholl says she routinely goes into the bush to search for wild vegetables.
Every day when I wake up, I go into the bush to fetch firewood, searching for edible vegetables such as green veggies and okra, leafy green vegetables. I bring and cook with firewood that I collect and feed my children.
IDP camp chairman Makwash Nunkem is a 43-year-old father of seven children who has also lived in the Bor POC since 2013. Kem teaches agriculture and commerce at a secondary school in Bor. He says before the government closed down schools to prevent the spread of COVID-19, he earned a salary from an aid agency.
I bought clothes before the crisis. Then I have been inside here. I cannot buy anything. I have been teaching in a secondary school. I got 7,000 South Sudanese pound from the agency. We use it for home consumption. There is no work now, nothing now. It is only the UN food that we depend on it.
John Holliger, a human rights security advisor at the Swiss Embassy in Juba, says her government and other donors believe the unity government should use this period of peace to create opportunities for citizens.
We've been happy to see some progress on the implementation of the peace agreement. However, we are really looking forward to see the transitional National Legislative Assembly as well as the Council of States reconstituted. These are really important if the government is going to work as one and for the government to be efficient to deliver services to the people of South Sudan.
Holika says Swiss officials still worry about some of the events happening on the ground, such as deadly intercommunal violence in parts of the country. Holika is urging the government to improve health care, do more to empower women in the country, and to provide educational opportunities for youth. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.